New Democrats used their power to force the Liberal government to invest in a for Indigenous, by Indigenous housing strategy for First Nations, Métis and Inuit living away from their home community, according to an NDP media release. "We're in a housing crisis that disproportionately hurts Indigenous peoples. People deserve relief," stated North Island Powell River MP Rachel Blaney. New Democrats have secured funding that works with First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people to build the housing they need, after the Liberals delayed for years. The NDP's plan gets billions of dollars to build secure homes and finally makes good on the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples calling for Indigenous, by Indigenous housing initiatives. Blaney stated that just a few days after Pierre Poilievre's cut and gut conservatives voted to cut funding for homes for Indigenous peoples, the NDP is delivering critical funding, and a for Indigenous, by Indigenous center responsible for channeling the funds through both national and regional Indigenous-led housing organizations. Through the Confidence and Supply Agreement, on December 13, the NDP used their power to secure $8.3 billion in federal funding to address the urgent, unmet housing needs of Indigenous people living in urban, rural and northern areas, according to Blaney. Unlike Pierre Poilievre, who tried to cut desperately needed funding just last week, New Democrats are working every day to deliver results for Indigenous people, stated Blaney. "We've been working alongside Indigenous groups to make sure that Ottawa works to build more suitable, secure homes and supports Indigenous people who are living outside of their community. This has been lacking for far too long because of Liberal and Conservative neglect. It's time Ottawa works for you, and New Democrats are making sure that's the case." Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday. prpeak.com/account/mailing list.